Welcome to the Home Study Course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute. The purpose of this course is to stimulate your thinking about ethics and confidentiality. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979 to thousands nationally and in Canada as well. My name is T. Catherine Appleton. We appreciate the fact that you have chosen us as a vehicle to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of our audio home study courses is to provide a convenient format, flexible to your schedule. A co-contributor to this course is Sharon Chandler. Sharon is a marriage and family therapist, a licensed clinical social worker, as well as a registered nurse. Let's review the course's materials. As you will note, your course content manual contains a set of articles dealing with privacy and confidentiality. Each article is followed by a fill-in-the-blank question. Answers to choose from are found in the answer booklet. This tape also contains information regarding ethical issues concerning privacy and confidentiality. Each informational module will be followed by a multiple-choice case study question. The main purpose of these multiple-choice case study questions is to get you thinking about some of the gray areas regarding the ethics of privacy and confidentiality. You will be presented with a brief situation and then with four choices, followed by a musical tone, requesting you to turn the tape player off and think about the best answer. After the musical tone, the correct answer is given, along with an explanation as to why it is correct. Thus, a form of programmed learning is provided, with you making a response and getting instant feedback. The answer booklet contains a section for circling the letter of the correct answer. A key to remember here is the purpose behind the questions. They're not intended to trick you or to be difficult. Their purpose is to stimulate your thinking about confidentiality and privacy issues to verify the fact that you have read the brief articles and played this tape. So on this tape, listen to the four choices. Then decide upon your choice. Mark the correct answer given on the tape to verify your listening. The completion of the course content manual, fill-in-the-blank questions, and the audio tape, multiple-choice questions, are independent of one another. So the order in which you complete these exercises is up to you. Whether you do the course content manual or audio tape first, or work on them simultaneously makes no difference, since their content is related, but it's not sequential. A good way to look at this home study course is as a means to review, refresh, and revitalize your information on ethical issues surrounding privacy and confidentiality. Ethics invites us to explore the gray, fuzzy edges. Here's an overview of the learning modules that make up this tape. The first module will deal with who needs ethics anyway, and takes a devil's advocate view of ethics to start with. Next, we will look at key privacy and confidentiality issues in the area of the Tarzoff decision, child abuse reporting, physician ethics, ethics and a burn victim's rights, e-care technology, and the right to know. Confidentiality has become a highly complex ethical and legal issue, needless to say. Those professionals unaware of its complexities generally function with a few simple guidelines, such as don't talk about clients outside of work, and when a subpoena arrives, you have to answer it. Unfortunately, therapists often find the standard guidelines are inadequate. There may be no single definitive answer to tell the confused therapist what should be done. Various sources can be consulted for guidance, but in the end, individuals must often exercise professional discretion, consult malpractice policies to determine the extent of coverage. In short, given the uncertainty that characterizes large areas of health profession, confidentiality, policies, and ethics, therapists by necessity must be risk-takers, innovators, and probability seekers. So, let's start Module 1, Who Needs Ethics Anyway? Let's start with a brief case study to get you thinking. Remember, I'll read the question, then the four choices, followed by a musical tone requesting you to turn the tape player off to think about your answer. When you turn the tape player back on, the correct answer, to be circled in your answer book, will be given along with an explanation. So let's start with a question to get you thinking. In the course of consulting with you, a colleague tells you that her client, Sharon S., has just received a Citizens Award for work in the community. You believe Sharon would be a good asset to your agency's executive board. When you contact the chairperson of the selection committee to make your suggestion, you A. may not reveal the information about Sharon's award, B. may reveal the information about Sharon's award, C. may reveal the information because it is favorable and not derogatory to the client, or is the correct answer D. may reveal the information but only after contacting the client for her permission. Turn the tape player off now, please, and think about your answer.